Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
On Saturday, November 12th, amid hymns, prayers, shouts, and larger-than-life posters of marred fetuses, a new coalition of feminists showed support for people seeking abortions at Planned Parenthood on Commonwealth Avenue, while volunteers escorted visitors into the building. Operation Rescue is a national anti-abortion organization with a chapter in the suburban town of Milton, Massachusetts. Recently, they have organized regular gatherings outside of Planned Parenthood, Brigham and Women's Hospital, and Women's Health Services in Brookline. A few months ago, the Coalition to Defend Reproductive Rights formed to help defend Boston clinics targeted by Operation Rescue. The coalition is challenging public harassment of people seeking abortion and other reproductive health services. One activist from the coalition described the scene outside of Planned Parenthood.
A lot of people out here have been praying, singing, and, you know, trying to talk to women out of the choice that they made.
Amy Chu, an organizer of the coalition, described how anti-abortion activists harass people trying to enter the clinic.
You're not allowed to actually approach people. You're not allowed to go up to them, and you're not allowed to, like, talk to them aggressively if they don't want it. But it's a pretty much unenforceable law. Planned Parenthood has tons of documentation of it being violated all the time. They haven't been able to do anything, and it's violated, like, every single morning. There are people who stand here all the time yelling at women going inside, going up to them, chasing after them.
Chu talked about the importance of defending the Planned Parenthood clinic from people who intimidate and harass its patients.
We're at a really dangerous time in terms of accessibility. This is the only Planned Parenthood in Greater Boston, so it serves like all of the low-income women in Boston, basically, unless you can afford reproductive health services in other clinics or private hospitals around the area. There are only 3 Planned Parenthoods in Massachusetts. I think one's in Worcester, one's in Western Mass, and this is the only one here, which is why you have protesters coming in from all over Massachusetts. Operation Rescue, which is the group here today, they bus people in from out of town all the time.
Anti-abortion protesters are outside of Planned Parenthood in Boston almost every day, said Chu. Annie Butler elaborated.
My son is 25 years old. His girlfriend is 27. She works at BU. She walks by here every day to go to Shaw's to get a cup of coffee. And every day somebody says to her, don't have an abortion. Save your unborn child. There's 2 people here every day. They accost everybody on the street.
Julia, a 15-year-old high school student who protested on behalf of clinic visitors, talked about how clinic harassment upsets her.
It makes me feel sick inside, and I want to cry whenever I see it. They don't understand that women get raped. Women, they're child molesters everywhere.
Operation Rescue activists call themselves, quote, sidewalk counselors. They have developed a strategy of trying to persuade females to cancel their abortion appointments. As a stopgap measure, they accost people entering clinics and argue that the clinic is unsafe or otherwise violating patients' rights. The Boston chapter's webpage advises anti-abortion activists to convince visitors to reconsider their decisions by visiting an anti-abortion counseling center. Activists from the Coalition for Reproductive Rights are trying not only to support women in the face of graphic posters and so-called sidewalk counseling, they're also trying to send a message to onlookers as well, said Chu.
We're trying to be here for the public as well, because this is our neighborhood and our community, and, you know, we want to let people know that there are other people who are, like, really pro-life, like, living people's lives, and not be afraid to, like, show that you're pro-choice and for contraception and reproductive health care and abortion.
Chu talked about the current projects of the Coalition for Reproductive Rights.
We organize around this as well as other issues. We might look at Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court and access to emergency contraception, which just got approved over the counter in Massachusetts. And yeah, we come out here. We've been doing it every month, like 3 times so far.
For more information on abortion clinic defense in Boston, you can call 617-566-2861 or email daplanning@lists.riseup.net. The next meeting of the Coalition to Defend Reproductive Rights takes place at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 17th, at 45 Mount Auburn Street in Harvard Square. In Boston, this is Home Fries.